irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London Edition. Today, in the studio, we'll be talking with...
Good morning, everybody. This is Julian Goodkind.
So, you have a beautiful British accent. So, you are originally from here?
I am from London.
Born in London?
Born and bred.
So today we will be talking a lot about music, but mainly we will be focusing on your charitable organization. You were involved with this organization for many, many years, yes?
I've been involved a long time, actually. I've done a lot of different things for the charity. The charity is called Grief Encounter, and it effectively, in a nutshell, helps children, young people deal with bereavement who might have the unfortunate circumstance of facing losing a parent at a very young age or a sibling at a very young age. And how do people deal with that? I mean, I think grown-ups and adults find it hard enough to deal with grief. So how does one expect a young child to even comprehend one minute their mummy or daddy or their brother or sister is there and the next they're gone? And it's an amazing charity. And, you know, there's a lot of amazing charities out there. You know, the cancer charities, the Heart Foundation charities, the mental health charities. But when you're talking about the likes of the cancer charities, whereby they help people through treatments and supporting of the family, they're all incredible. But unfortunately, when things like cancer get the better of you, and someone unfortunately succumbs to cancer or a heart condition and so on, what happens next? So the charities can support people through the time they're experiencing an illness. And sometimes it goes further than that. But it kind of stops and it goes to the point of when a child's sitting there and says, well, where's my mummy and where's my daddy gone? How do you... you can't comprehend it.
Sometimes it's not easy answer for that. And people who are surrounding grieving a child also grieve, so...
Absolutely. And so I think what the charity do is they support the family, not just the children, they support the entire family. They help the parents or the siblings understand if there is an ability to understand, but they give them tools and they give them ways in which they can understand grief better and deal with grief better. And they'll give parents who might have lost a husband or a wife the, you know, ways in which they can talk with their children to help try and give them some understanding, some kind of comfort, some kind of acceptability of actually being able to talk about losing a parent or a sibling. And, it's really hard. What do you say to someone who's lost someone? You know, they're not coming back. Is it all right to talk about that person? Is it all right to cry? Is it all right to not talk about that person?
So I'm really, really curious, and if it's okay to ask, why did you get involved with this organization?
The reason I got involved was I lost my father when I was 12 years old. So my father had a very sudden heart attack, and one minute he was there, and the next minute at 44 years old, he wasn't. And I have a sister, and I had a mother, and what next? Like, life has just changed in an instant. You know, what was normal and what is normal to have your mummy and daddy around and be brothers and sisters and go to school, go on holidays, do fun things with your parents, just changed overnight on a, you know, like a flip of a coin. 1 minute's there, 1 minute's not. And actually at the time when I lost my father, there wasn't a charity like this or an organisation like this which helped children through bereavement or helped families through bereavement. So I kind of count myself as one of the lucky ones because I had a good network around me of family and friends to help guide me and allow me to be angry at times and allow me to be a naughty child at times and have an understanding of why I might be behaving in a certain way and help me and encourage me, support me emotionally. So I kind of count myself fortunate because I could have gone the other way. I was angry and I was resentful and why me? And kids do go off on the wrong path because of things that happen to them in their youth. So I kind of, when I heard about this charity, I was like, if there's one charity that I'd love to support, it would be this one because I have such an invested emotional connection and understanding of what they do and how they can help people in such an amazing way. And they can change people's lives. And that's why I got involved.
So one more time, Julian, can you give us the name of organization and how to contact them?
The name of the organization is Grief Encounter. The best way to get in touch with them is visit their website, which is griefencounter.org.uk. And all the information about the charity, what they do, how they can help, and all their contact details are on the website. So that's griefencounter.org.uk.
Wonderful. I know that organization has some event upcoming, yes, soon.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, no.
Not everybody can come and visit and can donate money, of course, but let's...
They can. I mean, this charity... this charity does lots of events through the year, but we've decided to put on a live night of music, a live gig, in aid of Grief Encounter. So all the money that is raised from ticket sales, and we're going to have some raffle prizes and raffle tickets on sale on the night, will all go to the charity. And the night is on Thursday the 5th of March. It's going to be held at the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden. We've got three amazing live bands playing for us on the night. One is called Electric Enemy. The second one is Louis and the Shakes. And the third and final band is AKA George. And all of these bands are bands that I'm very fortunate that I work with. And they've all been extremely kind, them, their team, their management, and their labels, to donate their time for free to play the gig and support what we're doing. It's going to be an amazing night. And I thought there's nothing better than, you know, people getting in a room, listening to music, putting a smile on people's faces, which... at the end of the day is what this charity wants to do, make people smile and put a smile back on children's faces and adults' faces who might have gone through grief. So my company is sponsoring the event, and all the money is going to the charity, and we're super excited. So come down. There's tickets available. I'm sure they'll be able to put up a link where you can go and buy tickets, or tickets will be available on the door on the night. Come down, 5th of March.
So, of course, I will post all links to organization and to the event. I have this from you. So let's take a break and listen to some music from the first band that will play at this event. And can you tell us a little bit more about them so people can know what band plays, what song? Yes.
So the first band that's going to be playing is called Electric Enemy, and they are a super cool... I don't even know how to describe them. They just create some unbelievable music. Their songs are incredible. Their top line melodies are incredible. You have to hear the songs, which I'm sure you're going to hear on the show shortly, to understand why what I'm saying. They're incredible. Check them out. I never like to pigeonhole a band, if there is such a thing, but...
If you like them a lot, maybe we will be having them on Accent On for interview. Los Angeles will listen to them for sure.
Absolutely.
The music, so we'll have them maybe face to face here. So let's listen to the first song.
step by step, focus on here and now. Climb, don't forget, you'll be there somehow. When the grips you're holding on to seem to disappear like sand, fingertips don't wanna help you up, your legs won't take demands. To get ahead, climb, hold down hope, I've already left. When the grips you're holding on to seem to disappear like sand, fingertips don't want to help you up, your legs won't take demand.
I love this band. I love their sound. Great, great, great. Name of the band is, one more time, Electric Enemy. And I think I want to know the second band, something more about the second band, and listen to their song.
The second band is a band, a favorite band of mine, called Louie and the Shakes. They're an indie rock band with a kind of a Tarantino kind of vibe. And they're kind of creating a little bit of a buzz. Actually, not a little bit of a buzz. They're kind of creating a lot of a buzz right now. They've just been played on BBC Introducing and Radio X, and they've got a new record coming out, or it's just been released actually, called Snake Hips. Have a listen.
She had a lot to answer for. She walked through the door. In the corner was a jukebox, playing a jam, and all the guys would scram. I was like, damn, I wanna be a man. Now show me how I can. And she said, I want you to move like the rhythm possesses you, like you got nothing. She put the pedal to the metal and I kinda like
Yes.
Woo, so fun and so much energy. We will not forget this band for sure. The name of the band is one more time, Louie and the Shakes. So now we have time for the third band. And please, can you tell us more about the third song and the band?
The third band that's going to be playing on the night is a good friend of mine called AKA George. And there's a lot of hype around him right now. He's an extremely talented guy. He writes everything, he records everything, he plays every single instrument on all of his records. So he's an extremely talented musician. He's also having a lot of support from BBC Introducing. They're pretty much obsessed with this guy. He's got a big year ahead of him, and he's just released a single this week as well. So
we will listen to this music on LA Talk Radio Accent on London Edition.
Bed is for sleeping, but I can't sleep. I'm breaking a sweat here against these sheets.
So, Julian, thank you so much for this information. Right now, I would like people maybe know more about your company. You mentioned your company sponsoring the event. So let's talk about your company. You are CEO of Pure Sync.
That is correct.
What is Pure Sync?
Pure Sync is a music supervision and sync licensing agency. We've been going now 10 years, and we work primarily with advertising agencies and brands, content creators, production companies, in order to provide them with the music solution that they might need for their audio, for their visual content. Anything from a library track through to creatively finding them the right song for a global advertising campaign, putting all the necessary licenses and rights in place in order for them to use that music on their campaign. So every day is different. Every project is different. Every client is different. And it's one thing I love about what we do. because no day is the same, no project is the same. So it keeps us excited, it keeps us on our toes, and it keeps us creative and forward thinking. I think we must listen to thousands of hours of music each year. People must think, is that all you do, sit there and have your headphones on and listen to music? Well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm a music lover at the heart of my soul. So to do something that I love and being able to incorporate that in my working life is a blessing. And we have some amazing clients and we work on some amazing projects. So
we want the world to know your company name. So one more time, company name is?
It's Pure Sync, and the website is puresyncinc.com. That's PureSyncinc.com.
Yeah, and it's pretty impressive. So everybody wants to know names of companies or what, you know, where did you place your music, licensing music? So please tell us a little bit about that.
We've worked with a multitude of different companies and brands over the years. I mean, I think one of my favorite campaigns is, I don't know, we've worked with brands like Citroën and Rolls-Royce and McDonald's and Virgin, big brands, right the way through to small regional local brands who are starting out and wanting to grow into the marketplace. So, you know, like I said, we work on small projects and large projects. We're fortunate enough that we have a global client base, which is great and super exciting. So the diversity of what we do and the music that we use or the music that we license for our clients is extremely diverse, which for an eclectic music lover is fantastic. We have one of the most exciting things about our business is we have a division of our business called CoverSource.
That's so cool name. So yeah, tell me the difference between PureSync and CoverSource.
PureSync is, in the simplest terms, is the service side of the business. It's the we work hand in hand with the clients, providing a music supervision and licensing service to them to ensure that they have the right music and have the necessary rights in place for them to use that music. The difference between that and CoverSource is CoverSource is the asset side of the business. It's a catalogue of music. It's a catalogue of around 15,000 covers and re-records, which was created and curated specifically with a sync focus in mind for licensing across all media, whether it's a TV commercial, a radio ad, a computer game, a movie trailer, or all the music can feature within the movie or within a TV show. And what's so amazing about this catalogue is these covers are already in existence. They're ready to, in essence, take off the shelf and license and put into whatever form of media you want it to be in. There's no production costs. There's no, well, we need to create something new. The titles range from everything from Fleetwood Mac classics through to modern day contemporary pop records. And it's about looking at a song and taking it to a different place and giving it a different creative opportunity. So an original master recording, which might have a very limited potential creative use purely because of its style and its genre and the way it was recorded or mixed, might not have the expansive opportunity to be used in some of the modern day shows. Let's, for example, like the likes of Love Island, you know, the reality TV mm-hmm. shows. And what we do is we take those classic songs and we flip them, for want of a better word, and we create a new style for that song, but ensuring we retain that magic of the melody and the arrangement and that instant recognizable hook of the instrumentation and the melody, and just put it in a completely different place where people, they raise their eyebrows when they go, I know that song, but they wouldn't know it right from the beginning of that music starting. But then there's that click, that switch that turns, and they go, I remember this. I remember the original of this record.
So you know, Julian, I already have an idea, because everybody who listens to our show right now says, okay, Ilona, you got us used to listen to so much of new releases, new artists on Accent On over the years. But now you are bringing something else to our table. You say, I have a different version, unusual version, a more maybe sometimes in different direction version of songs that we all love and fall in love with, that we can compare, we can choose from, and maybe even like more than original version. So I see us to have our show, second part of our show. And next time when you come, you will just bring us samples of songs that people recognized, or maybe that people like say, oh my gosh, this song is so beautiful the way how you present, not what I remember. So what about next interview with you, that we can really see what your company can offer? We'll do this before and after.
Sounds great.
You know, and I know that everybody will know the songs, because I already flipped through so many of good ones on your website. So everybody can go to website. What is your website?
The website is coversource.com, but source is spelled S-A-U-C-E. So we're adding a different flavor to music.
Of course. So let's take a little break and listen to the song by Natasha Mira, Invisible Hero. This song is really, really beautiful. And I think it's the right song to remind people about Pure Sync show that will be happening this Thursday, March 5th at 18:30 to 22 p.m. And everybody who lives close to London and Camden, please come and support the Pure Sync show. And this night we'll be raising money for Grief Encounter. So I will post the link, of course, right now about this event, or everybody can go to the website www.griefencounter.org.uk. For right now, Natasha Mira and her song Invisible Hero. Thank you, Natasha, for your song. We are here with Julian Goodkind, CEO of Pure Sync. And so I know you'll be having, and you have already so much luck with your company, but you are going to Los Angeles, yes?
That's
for
correct.
For this reason, why you are going there?
We're going to LA in April to, I mean, the catalog is already known in America, in West Coast and East Coast. But what we're going over there for is really to cement and solidify the value of the catalog that it has to the American market, which, as we all know, is an incredible, forward-thinking, vibrant market. And I think sometimes when you're in front of people and you're talking about what you have, is always very different from an email or a phone call, and it being a second thought or an afterthought. And we want to put in front of the right people so they actually really understand and appreciate the value of what it has, not just creatively or financially, but it's kind of a combination of both, because it has value on, like I said, both creative and financially. But when you're listening to the music, like any music supervisor would, and they listen to tons of music on a daily basis, it's that light bulb moment. And, you know, when they think they need something slightly different, then they come to us. But other people are always coming to us, not just because they want a cover of a song, because we've got such an amazing catalogue of in-depth copyright and amazing songs. They're coming to us just to find the right song. And they get the added bonus of it being creatively different or stylistically different, which just adds another layer of magic to maybe what they're trying to create. And I always say, you know, if you're watching a TV show or a film or a TV advert, turn the sound off. It doesn't...
No, the same.
It's not the same.
Oh, my gosh, no.
So, you know, turn the sound off and see what emotional connection it gives you. And then turn the sound back on and put a song on in a different way, and it can... It can make a scene, it can make an advert, it can make a piece of content to take it to a whole nother level. And that's why I love what we do.
So today we are talking to Julian Goodkind, CEO of Pure Sync. And outside of what we are talking about, I want to know more about the men behind the company. So I know you are born in London. So a little bit about your education and why music is what you do. And you will do forever, for sure.
I was born in London, as you said, born and bred. I went to a good school. I had a good education, but education was never really my forte. I was never really an academic, that people might, for want of a better word, that people might say. It wasn't my passion. And music has always been something that I connected to and related to. I DJed at a very young age, and I used to play the clubs in London. I had some residencies, and that was kind of my place where I felt comfortable. And I thought, if there's one industry that I can throw myself into, would be the music industry. Now, it's like any industry, it's a business, and, you know, it's not always about listening to music. You might be an accountant in the music industry, you might be a lawyer in the music industry, but I wanted to be, as much as I could be, immersed across all different areas of the industry. I've been in the industry coming up to 20 years now, and I've been fortunate enough to work at some record labels and publishing companies and doing A&R, marketing and sync, and publishing. And that's why I started my company, because I kind of felt that I had a very good grounding and overview of the industry.
And love for the music. Some people are angry in this business, but you are not. You are really easygoing, and I know you love music so much. Spending thousands of hours listening and picking and choosing what sound will be the best for another product, and just have people to have your opinion about what you maybe think
absolutely
for them. You're really, really 20 years, you said.
20 years.
And before the 20 years, you were just living and breathing music too in your own way. So it's just very, very exciting to see smiley face. And in this business of music business, because that's a tough business, and we know
it's very tough
from LA, so we know how not easy life could be. But like you say, it's nothing more pleasant for people who love music to know that you can really be part of it and make money of it too.
Absolutely. Yay. I mean, that's listen, we all need to live, and we need to put a roof over our head and food on the table,
but and have a time for charity, which you do have.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes me really loving you even more.
Thank you.
That you really put your heart and you remember your pain when you were young and 12 years old. And now you're a big part of the organization, which name is?
Grief Encounter.
And how we can get, again, this is .org, yes?
It's griefencounter.org.uk.
Yes.
And I think we mentioned it earlier, but we're holding a live music gig on the 5th of March at the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden. And I'm sure you'll be able to find all the details of the gig.
And if somebody cannot come, because obviously Camden is not everywhere, the whole world is listening really to the show. LA Talk Radio is really very, very well heard. So you can donate money.
Absolutely.
And everybody and anybody in this life will be having a moment when grieves badly, and children are just the most innocent, and obviously we need to protect their feelings.
I mean, the statistics are mind-blowing. I mean, everybody is affected by grief in some way, young and old. So, you know, it's at the end of the chain of events that might happen in your life, and it's the one part of that chain which no one wants to be a part of, but it's unfortunately life and it's inevitable. Doesn't make it any easier, but Grief Encounter can and do make it easier, especially for children who have really no understanding of how to manage or control their emotions, understand what's happened, answer unanswerable questions. You know, a child going to their mother, why did daddy die? You know, how does a mother even respond to that question without having experts around them to be able to guide them, to give their children the right answer, not tell them what to say, but really connect with that person, understand that person, and guide them as to how they can best help their children understand something so unimaginable that no one wants to go through.
Yeah. So for today, I think we need to leave our show with the positive note, because
Absolutely.
This is very positive. The place is there to help children and help parents to guide their children. So one more time, anybody who wants to get in contact with the organization, the name of organization is
Grief Encounter, and it's griefencounter.org.uk,
and website is pretty easy to look into, and I think information is there for
Absolutely.
Everybody already. So thank you so much, and I know that part number two of our interview will be very, very soon, and we'll be talking and listening to lots of great music, and music that we love and remember, but in different little taste and sauce, like you say.
I look forward to it, and thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you so much. We are here with Julian Goodkind. This hour went so fast. I just love the sound of the bands that you let us listen to the song to. I think event will be amazing. I really am hoping that people who cannot come and see the show live, they will go on the website and they will pay for tickets and just donate some money for the good cause. I am really happy to knowing you now better. I know you will be back probably with bands and new artists that you are having your eye and ear on, and their music too. So I think thank you so much again for coming here. So we will close our show with my song, Ilona Europa, Dance and Pray. Thank you for today, Julian.
Thank you.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.